Our coverage of the 2015 NFL Scouting Combine continues from Indy with Alex Marvez of Fox Sports 1 and Sirius XM Radio. Our good buddy, good to see you again as always.
Back at you. What is happening in Jacksonville?
Everything.
Yes, I know. Shipyards, everything. Yeah. New practice facility, maybe. New renovations downtown. I like it. You know, and what it does show is a commitment by the Jaguars organization to the city of Jacksonville. And this is something, JP, that a lot of folks have questioned. You know, would this team be moving? Would they become the London Jaguars? Things like this. But I got to give Shad Khan and his family a lot of credit because they are trying to make an investment in this city and really make it one of the elite places to come in this country. It's a beautiful area. And I tell you, with that little boost downtown, if they can get that going, make it even better.
It's funny. The big news in the league today is Chargers, Raiders teaming up for a stadium in L.A. And 5 years ago, the Jaguars would have been in that mix, but no longer.
Right, the Los Angeles Jaguars, are we done with that one? And,
so.
And you know, I'll tell you this. You know, right now, the Oakland Raiders and the San Diego Chargers are reaching the end of their rope when it comes to developing a deal to get a new stadium. And you throw the St. Louis Rams in there, and this really is an impetus also for the push because Stan Kroenke has made it no secret. He bought a parcel of land in Los Angeles. The Rams have been there before, and there's always that threat that he could move his team from St. Louis, which is on a year-to-year stadium lease, to Los Angeles. So now everybody trying to get into the NFL's second biggest media market, it is going to be very curious to see how this scrum goes. Right now, I think both Oakland and San Diego ideally would love to stay, but a lot of issues when it comes to finances in Oakland. And San Diego, they've been you know, smacking their head against the wall for so many years trying to get a stadium built. I think they're getting tired of it as well. And clearly in St. Louis, they need a plan to really build a great stadium.
Let's talk Jaguars now, Alex. The Jags are in prime position to spend some money in free agency this year. They have the most money to spend, and this is the plan, year three, to start filling in some cracks with big-time free agents. Where do you start?
Well, I mean, maybe the tight end position. You know, if Julius Thomas is available, this is someone who would really be such a difference maker, I think, for them. Yes, he's had a history of ankle injuries, has not been able to complete a full 16-game season when healthy, but Mercedes Lewis, I love Mercedes, but he's just not an elite pass-catching tight end, and you need this type of weapon for this team, I think, would go an awfully long way. You know, the running back position right now is a curious one. Toby Gerhardt, I'm just not really sure if that's going to work out over the long haul. Denard Robinson, is he a lead running back? I thought he did a great job last year. Or is he going to be a complementary running back? I think that's an area you have to ask. There's a young offensive line. Not sure if they need to add some pieces to that. And on the defensive side of the football, clearly a pass rusher would be ideal. And this is something that in the draft, I'm just not feeling it necessarily right now. I think Leonard Williams would look great with the Jacksonville Jaguars, but would they have to trade up to number two to get it? Would they be willing to do that? But I would love to see the Jags add a little bit more of a pass rush. And also the cornerback position. JP, I'm not sure the last time that the Jaguars drafted a cornerback early on. You just can't keep going piecemeal in a league where you throw the football so much. I think they need to address that area as well.
Let's go with the draft now. Number three pick for the Jaguars. Is this a draft where somebody's going to fall in love with that second quarterback? And is three a spot if there are two quarterbacks, you know, a quarterback available at three, is more apt to be traded down there, right?
Here's the problem. The team at four, the Oakland Raiders, already have their franchise quarterback like the Jaguars have in Blake Bortles. So there's no reason to trade up to three when you can trade with four, if you understand what I'm saying. Now, you know, if the Jaguars want to drop back and maybe just pick up something nominal for moving, I don't think it'll be like the Buffalo-Cleveland deal last year where the Browns, you know, picked up a first-round pick for moving back five spots. I'm not sure if you're going to be able to finagle that this year. Will the Jets have interest in moving up? Will the Browns have interest in moving up? And will Tennessee change their mind? Could Marcus Mariota impress them? A very big weekend for Marcus on Saturday when he throws at the combine, because talking to Mark Dominic, former Tampa Bay Buccaneers general manager, he says the fact that Marcus is throwing at this point indicates he is very confident in the progress that he has made trying to adjust from a spread offense. But being in the number three spot, it's just, again, a draft that doesn't have the most elite talent. It's a very deep draft. The Jaguars are going to get better from this draft, but I can't tell you that there's a banner guy that they really need to be taking at number three.
Let's finish with your week here at Indy. You're all over the place. I see you running around Sirius XM in the morning. What's your schedule on a daily basis?
A schedule on a daily basis, usually Sirius XM NFL radio at least some point during the day, and we do have a couple, you know, radio appearances that I make on a weekly basis. And, of course, writing for FoxSports.com, going to be writing today about Pete Carroll and trying to heal things in Seattle. Going to be easier said than done as they try to forget second and dumb, the worst play in Super Bowl history.